You hold Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Now the Gemara goes to ask the same questions upon Rava. Moses is 5 lines down. The Gemara asks now, will a Rava, to your Malafi, Shein Edim Asun Nekaimoi, according to Rava, that says the reason why our Mishnah says that the Shliach that brings the get from Chutz Loretz has to tell us before Nechtam, what's the purpose of this? Because people don't travel from Chutz Loretz to Eretz Yisrael to Fish Ein. Eidim Mitzuyin Lekaimoi. If so, the Gemara is Liboy Yitzrei. Then if so, now we should have to have 2 Eidim. Like we should have to have 2 Shluchim. Or else 2 Eidim coming and telling us right now, before Nechtam, that the get was written and signed good. The Midi the Heavy Akim Shtaros the Alma. Just like any other star that we go to be Mekayim. We know the halacha is when you need kiyum ashtar, whenever we have a doubt about a star and we have to be mekayim it, but to check out to make sure the edim are the real edim, you always need 2 edim. So how come here by gitin it's different? How come here by get we say with 1 shliach it's enough to be mekayim the star? So Mara first wants the answer. The Mara says, I'll tell you, edecho nemi b'yisurin. Maybe the star gitin is different. Here it's a shayla of Issa the Heter. Is she mutter or is she asa to remarry? So question of Isurim, that we know, we believe in Eidechot. Like we have before, Rashi says it's Tam Svara, from that's the way people do, from Shchita, and Toi says we have Gzeras Kasa from Nida, that an Eidechot is Nemeh B'Isurim. So Gemara asks, no. Gemara asks, Eima Diyamrin in Eidechot Nemeh B'Isurim. When do we have this cloud that we believe in Eidechot? Vayisurin, that's kagoin chaticha sofik shel chaylev, sofik shel shuman. If you have a piece of fat in front of you, and you don't know if this fat is kosher, or is treif, is it the chaylev that's the treif part of the fats of a behemoth? Or is it shuman that's the kosher part of the fats of an animal, of a behemoth? So we don't know what type of a piece of fat this is. There we believe in Eidechot. Why? The layischatik isura. Because we did not know for sure up until now that it was Osir. There's no chazokah to tell us that it was Osir. Therefore, the Eidechot is Neman to tell us, to explain our doubts. But, Aval Hocho, is chazik Yisura, the Eishas Ish. But over here, we know for sure she had a cheskat Eishas Ish. Like up until now, this lady was married. We know she was married. The question is, the get that she received now, is it a good get or not? So in a case where the Eidechot has to say against the Chazokah, there we don't believe in Eidechot. And then the Gemara asks a second question, or we said it's a shayla how the Girsur is. But the Gemara asks that V'yein Dov Sheba'erva Pochos Mibeis. And like secondly, according to some Rishonim, that it's a case of a Dov Sheba'erva over here. When Isser, which is Nageya to a man and wife, by Eishas Ish, there it's called a Dov Sheba'erva. And by a Dov Sheba'erva, we learned out already Psukim that you have to have 2 Eidim. My Tais before spoke out. The Yetzim Halacha of an Eidechot is Nemen Keneged a Chazoka really is some Achleikis in the Gemara in Yevamos. So Gemara is asking now, even according to those man the Yama, that an Eidechot is Nemen Keneged a Chazoka, but over here still it should not be enough. Because here it's a Dov Sheba'erva. And by a Dov Sheba'erva, the Klal is you always have to have 2 Eidim. So Gemara answers, I'll tell you, Bidinhu really the Bikiyam Shtarois Nami Lali Boy. I'll tell you really Midi Raisa, there's no purpose for Kiyam Ashtar. That means Midi Raisa, when we have a star in front of us and it's signed by Edim, we believe that the star is 100% kosher. Midi Raisa, there's no sveikas, no doubts about a star. Why? Kid Rash Lakish, like Rash Lakish says, the Yama Rash Lakish says that Eidim hachasumim al ashtar, Eidim that signed on ashtar, you should know, nasu kemisha nechkaro edusim abezdim. Even though when you sign on ashtar, there's no bezdim there, you sign stam wherever you are, it has the same halacha like nechkaro edusim abezdim, as if bezdim was really mekabel, accepted your edus. And the real din of Resh Lakish is talking about, we know there's a klal, that when Edim say the Redis and Bezdin, once Bezdin was Nechkeror, Bezdin checked out the Redis, they were Makabal the Redis, Halacha is, Kivin Shehigit Shuv Enechezer Magid, they are not allowed to retract to take away the Redis anymore. That's if Bezdin was Makabal your Redis. Now Resh Lakish says the same thing goes upon Edim that signed in the Shtar. If they sign on a document, the second you sign on the document, It's a very important thing, and it's considered like Desdin accepted your Eidus already, that you could not retract anymore. So our Gemara has taken this to say that therefore it's a Svara that we really believe the Eidim. Like when Eidim signed in the Shtar, like Rashi says, the Svara is the Leichotziv Inish Lezufayim. People don't have the chutzpah, the audacity to lie in the Shtar. Like the Pnei Yeshua explains, it's like a Milsa David in Legluya. It's something that everybody will find out about. Like once you sign, your signature is there. If you're going to be caught lying, we're for sure going to find out about it later. Because people eventually find out something that's written. So therefore a person would not lie at the beginning when he goes to sign the shtar. So that's a svar midiraisa, that any shtar that we see, really we do not have any doubts if it's good or not. For sure it's good, and you do not have to have a kiyum. Even if somebody comes and starts to complain against the shtar, so what? Midiraisa, we would say the shtar is good. But I tell you, v'hoch over here though, mishum igut. How come there's such a svara that usually by a shtar we do need kiyum? That means if the Baal comes and complains against the shtar, we say first you have to be mekayim the shtar, which means you have to prove to us that the eidim that signed were not forged. Why? That's only midrabbanan. That's only a doubt in the rabbanan. The rabbanan made such a doubt. Therefore, if the whole yisoid of kiyum ashtar is only midrabbanan, then we can make differences and say, for hoch, in our case here, by a get, mishomiguna akila barabbanan. Mishomiguna, that a lady should not remain without the heter, without the right to remarry. We want to make it easy for the lady to remarry. Therefore, here we believe the neidechod, like we believe the shliach. When the shliach comes and tells us before na nechtam, he knows that the eidim really signed in the shtar. Here, the rabbanim believe the seidechod for kiyum ashtar. So Gemara asks, "Hai kulahu chumrahu? Is this something we're doing lenient? It's a chumra we're being strict upon her. The matzvach leit shred, because if we'll need right away two eidim to be mekayim the shtar or two shluchim, is lo yasi bal ma'aru apostolei." Later, when the husband comes and complains and says he never had the shtar written up, we won't listen to him. He won't be able to come and pass on the shtar. But chad, if at the beginning now all you have is just one eidechod, just the shliach, coming and telling us before an echtam, if so, osi balu maru reposalei. Later the husband can have charata. He'll feel bad that he gave his wife a get, and he'll come for no reason and complain, and say the get he gave her was no good. And we'll have to believe him now. Like Rashi said before, it's like one against one, so he would like throw away the first eidechod. So what are you gaining by having an eidechod that's not enough? Really, if you want to be makel for her, you should tell her that she always needs two eidim right away. So this took my answer, not like we had before. I'll tell you here it's different. That kivun di yom amar, since we learned later on, the Gemara says, that if neikam anoisna lo, when the shliach comes and gives the get in front of the wife, in front of how many people does he have to give over the get? So Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina, machloikis. Chadomim b'fnei shnayim, you have to give it over in front of two eidim. V'chadomim b'fnei gimel, no, there has to be three people there. If so, the shliach knows at the beginning that eventually he's going to have to give it over in front of two or three people and tell them before nechtam, before nechtam. It means he's going to have to tell them that he knows the shtar is good and it was signed good. Therefore, the svar is meikara at the beginning, when the shliach first takes his get, meidig dayik. He checks it out very carefully to make sure the get was written good. And then the svar is that v'lo yosi laruye navshay, that the husband will not come anymore to complain later on. He won't come to complain to say the shtar is no good. And this is a question, so he speaks out, that what would be if the husband does really come later? Will he passel the get or not? So Tzai's end, second shot is no, that once we believe the shliach, if, even if the husband comes later and is being over and complains, we will not believe the husband anymore. Yeah. That's this new svara of Medik Dayik. Like since the shliach checks it out very carefully, that's a stickle svara to say that he's about over here to be believed, so it's not stam like an eidechod, but it's a new type of an amonis. Like we said from Rashi says, Laminu l'shliach. The Rabbanan believe the shliach, that's a new nemanis now, that the Baal has no right to complain against the shliach. That's why over here by the Kiyum Shtaros of Gittin, the Rabbanan were makel to believe the shliach. Now the Gemara asks, V'rova my time liyom karaba. How come Rava does not agree to Rabba's reasoning? Again, that our Mishnah says a new takon, if you bring a get from Medina Sayom, the Shliach has to tell us before Nechtam. It was written and signed in front of me. So Rabbi said the reason was because they're not Bekiyim in Lishmo. People in Chutzlars do not know this halach of Lishmo. We have to be afraid maybe the get was not written Lishmo. That's why the Shliach has to tell us now before Nechtam, and like Rashi says, we ask him and he tells us it was written Lishmo. That was Rabbi's reason. Rava said, no, we're afraid of Kiyam Ashtar. So Gemara asks, why doesn't Rava agree to Rabba? So Gemara answers, oh, Moloch, Rava answers back, Mi ketoni before na nichtav lishmo? Does the Mishnah say that the Shliach has to tell us right out that the get was written lishmo? Or else before na nichtav lishmo? Does the Mishnah say that the chsima was lishmo? In other words, if the reason for the takana was like Rabba, so Rava had a question, why doesn't the Shliach have to speak out and say clearly, before na nichtav lishmo, I saw the way this get was written lishmo, and the way it was signed lishmo. If that was the whole shash of lishmo, he should have to speak it out. So that's why Rava does not like Rabba's pshat. And on this, the Gemara asks, V'Rabba, what's taka the reason according to Rabba? It's a kasha on you also, Rabba. Why doesn't the shliach have to speak out before na nichtav lishmo? So Gemara answers, "Bedin who really the listni hochi? Really, the shliach should have to say lishmo. Ela, but Rabbi says we're afraid the mafshis lay diburay. If we're going to make him say too much, osi lemigzayu, we're afraid he'll come to leave out one word. If he's going to have to say three words, we're afraid he's going to leave out one of them." So Gemara asks the question: if so, hashdanami osi lemigzayu? Now also he'll leave out one word. Like now he has to say two words. Before Nanichtav. So let's be afraid, maybe you'll forget to leave out one. And Mashmi, if he leaves out one, it won't be good. Because this was the takana, this was the way the Rabbanim were masakin, that the Shliach has to speak out. And if he doesn't speak out this way, we won't leave him. So, the Rabbanim, according to Rabbah, we do not want him to have to say too much. Not to have to say three words. Like Rashi speaks out, the Lo Yoyro Kulum. We're afraid maybe he won't say the whole thing. The Armina Lakamon, the Gemara says later, that kol ha-mishana mimatebeya shatov ha-chama begitin havlad mamzer. If you change around the Lashon the way you're supposed to say it by Hilchas Gittin, the Vlad could be a mamzer, but the Rabbanon the get is possible. So that's why here the Rabbanon did not want in the Saka to say three words. Just two. So Gemara has two also, maybe you leave out one. So Gemara says like this, no. Ha-tayuchad mitlosa gayis. One out of three words, maybe you'll forget. But chad mitati lagayis, but one out of two you won't. That people won't, they won't make a mistake just to say before night. They'll know clearly you have to say before night nechtav. And Rashi says, before night nechtav is loy gayis. When Mamela Rashi learns, so all he has to say is before night nechtav. Therefore Rashi says his first pshat is, when Mamela shalinen lay in nechtav lishmo. Therefore once the shliach tells us before night nechtav, we're going to ask him, was it also written lishmo? And they'll say yes. Inami, now Rashi says the second pshat, that no stomo komasid. Like Tyson learned before, that Stam, when he says, before Nechtav, that is included that he's telling us it's Lishmo. Nukivega speaks out over here, that in Havamin the Gemara could be, there were a lot of Chshoshes, what was wrong with the get. So we don't know if it really means Lishmo, not we have to ask him. But if the Maskana said Gemara that the get really is kosher, it's only a small Chashas in the din of Lishmo, so therefore the whole purpose that the Shliach is saying before Nechtav is only to tell us that the get was written Lishmo. So therefore we don't have to ask him, but it's Stoma by itself, automatically it's as if he's telling us that it was written Lishmo. So the kid said, this is Rabbi's answer, that we didn't want to make a takana to say three words, before na nichtav Lishmo, because we're afraid maybe you'll forget, leave out one of the words, and then it'll be possible the whole get. Now the Gemara asks, but for Rabba, my time lo yom karova, how come Rabba does not like Rava's pshat? Like what's wrong with say the psharon is, Mishum, the Edim won't be around to be Mekayim the Shtar. So Gemara says, O Maloch, Rabbi says back, Im Kain, if that was the purpose of the Shliach to say before Nechtav, is Nisni before Nechtam. All the Shliach should really say is that he saw the signatures that they signed in front of him. According to Rava, there's no Chash of Lishmo. We say the Shtar for sure was written Lishmo. The only doubt is, are these the real Edim or not? Were they forged or not? So Rabbi says, according to you, Rava, all the Shliach should have to say is just Before I nechtam, in front of me it was signed. What does he have to say? Vesulai. Before I nechtav lomali. Why does he have to say before I nechtav? Yishmaminuf mir, it's a proof that binin lishma, this is a proof to Rabbah. That we do have a doubt if the get was written lishma, and therefore the shliach has to tell us, before I nechtav, yes, it was written in front of me, which means it was written lishma. So now what does Rava do with this? So Gemara answers, V'Rava really would tell you, V'dinhu delisni hochi. Really, you're right. All the shliach should have to tell us is just, before I nechtam. Ela, but, the imkain, if that's all we would have to say, we're afraid that osi leachlufei b'kiyim shtaros diyalma, he'll come and mix this up with other kiyim shtaros. B'yei dechot, that people make a mistake and think all over by every other shtar, you could be mekayim the shtar with an eidechot. Like they'll think gittin is a shtar. We see if we have a doubt about the get, we believe in eidechot that he tells us the signatures are really their signatures. So people come to make a mistake by other shtaros also, by shtar mamin, also to believe in eidechot. And there the halacha is no, you have to have two eidim. That's why here by Kiyam Shtar of Gittin, the Rabbanim wanted to make a different type of a Lashon that people would recognize and realize that Gittin is different. That's why here they said he has to say before I nichtav. Fact of Rabbi says no, me dummy, the people won't come to make a mistake between Gittin and other Shtaros. There are a lot of differences. Hosam Yadinan, all other places the Eid just says he knows that this is the Eidim. That's called Kiyam. Hocha before I nechtam, but over here the shliach has to tell us that in front of him it was signed. So since he has to say before I nechtam over here by get, which you don't sign the other places, people will know that gittin is different than other shtaros. Secondly, hosam isha lemehemna by other shtaros, an isha lady cannot come to be mekayim the shtar. But hocha over here by gittin isha mehemna, well, like we'll see later, a lady could be a shliach to bring a get for another lady. And when she gives over the get, she has to say before I nechtav. And that's the key of the shtar. So people will realize that Hilchas Gittin are different. Hossam over there, Baal Dover Lemhemnin. The Baal Dover by himself is not Nehman to be Mekayim the shtar. But Hocho Baal Dover Mehemnin. Over here by Gittin, there's even a case that the Isha herself, the lady herself, that's receiving the get, like Rashi brings down the Gemara later, she sometimes has to be a shliach to bring her own get. Like the husband gives her a get one place, saying, I want this get first to be chalev, you give it over in another bezdin, someplace else. So when she gives it to the other bezdin, she herself has to say before nechtav. She herself could be mekayim the shtar. So people will know that gittin is different than other shtaros. So that's why Rabbi says that, if so, the shliach should just say, before nechtav, and not, before nechtam, and not nechtav. Since he has to say before nechtav, that's a proof, not like Rava. Now Rava answers no, but Rava will tell you, Ota, isn't it? Hocha ki amr yadin, and even here by Gittin, when the shliach comes and gives us the get, and tells us that I know the get was written, or signed in front of me, Milan Nehemna, don't we believe him? Like true, he's supposed to say before night. But even if he doesn't say before night, he just says yadin, and I know, that's also good. If so, v'chivon d'chiyamri yadina mehemna, since that the shliach says, if I know that the get was signed, it's okay. Therefore, osa lechlufa b'kiyam shtaros yalma b'yedechod. Therefore, Rava holds that people would make a mistake and think that by other shtaros also you should believe in eidechod. That's why here by Gittin, the Rabbanon had to make a special takana, that not only does he tell us before I nechtam, but he also has to say, before I nechtav, that in front of me this get was written. Even though the main doubt is whether the Eidim are really good Eidim or they were forged, and really before Nai Nechtam should be enough, but here Mishum Echlufay, that the corner is also to say before Nai Nechtam. Now the Gemara says, L'Rabba, according to Rabba, to your Malafi Shem Bikin Lishmo, Rabba says the reason is because in Chutz Loretz, they do not know this halacha to write to get Lishmo. If so, Manhai Tana, who's the Tana that holds, the boy iksivu lishmo, or boy chasimu lishmo. That you have to have both. In other words, the Mishnah says you have to say, before nai nichtav, or before nai nechtam. And that's like you're telling us, it was written in front of you lishmo, and it was signed in front of you lishmo. So it comes out both the ksivus again, when they write to get, the sefer has to write it lishmo, for the purpose of this man and this lady, And who are then, when the Edom sign on the star, they also have to sign Lishmo, Lishem, this man and this lady. So which Tana holds like that, that both the Ksiva and the Chasima, the signing of the Edom, have to be done Lishmo? Who holds like that? E, Rabbi May, if you want to tell me, goes according to Rabbi May Yeshita, it's not that way. Rabbi May holds Chasima boy, Ksiva loy boy. According to Rabbi Meir, the main part of a shtar is the signing of the Edom. So it's enough if the Edom signed the shtar Lishma, even if it was not written Lishma. So according to Rabbi Meir, you would not have to say Bifanai Nechtav. Because even if the get was not written Lishma, still it's kosher, as long as the Chasima was Lishma. Like Rashi says, Chasima Lishma boy, the Chik said the Kosav law. When the Torah says you should write her the get, the Kosav law, Remei holds Achsim Achsim. It goes on the signing of the Edim. Can you turn on the Kamal, like we learned later? Yeah. So Gemara says, so that's Remei Yeshita. The Tanan, like the Gemara says, we learned the law of Ein Kaisrim and Mechuber, Lekaka. You're not allowed to write the get when on a leaf, let's say, if the leaf is still attached to the ground. On something that's Mechuber Lekaka, it's possible to write a get. What about Kosvu ala Mechub Lekaka? Let's say you wrote the get, the Sefer wrote the get on a leaf, when the leaf was still attached to the tree. Then Toshu, then you tore off this leaf. Chosmoy, and then you had Edom sign on the star. The Nostan law, and the husband gave this get to his wife. Kosher. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. So what do you see according to Rabbi Meir? That even though Mechub Lekaka is possible, the Torah says because of law, it has to be on Ksav, not on Mechubar. What's called the Ikra of the Ksiva? The Chasima Seidim. You see, according to Rabbi Meir, as long as the Chasima, when the Edom signed, it was not attached to the ground anymore, the get is kosher. Even though at the time when they wrote the get, it was attached to the ground. So you see, according to Rabbi Meir, b'shas, you write the get, there are no halachas. It doesn't have to be written where it's detached. And who did it does not have to be written Lishma. So Melau, Rabba cannot go like according to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, you would not have to say before night Nichtav. Right, which other Shita is there? The other famous Shita is, E Rabbi Elazar. You want to say maybe go according to Rabbi Elazar Shita. That Rabbi Elazar always says, Edom is Sirikasi, that the Iker is the Ksiva Sashtar. So Mara says, according to Rabbi Elazar, I'll tell you Ksiva boy, Ksiva loy boy. According to Rabbi Elazar, it's just the opposite. He's learned when a Torah says the Kosav law, you have to write the get. The main part of writing a get is the actual Ksiva Sashtar, writing the Shtar. That's what has to be done Lishmo. That we have Edom sign on the Shtar, that's only a Takonim of the Rabbanim. But the Rameo of Lezol, the Iker Edis is Edim Isiro. That means when they give over the Shtar in front of two Edim, that's enough. That's the Edim. Edom don't have to sign in the Shtar according to Reb Lezol. So therefore, when the Edom do sign, it does not have to be done Lishma. Said so, who does our Mishnah go like, according to Rabbah, that the Mishnah says the Shliach has to say, Befona Nichtav and Befona Nechtam, which means he has to tell us the get was both written Lishma and signed Lishma. Who's this Shita that holds you need both? Tichitayim, maybe you tell me. Liyodam Reb Lezi. Maybe really our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezi. And maybe v'chiloi boy Rabbi Elazar chasim lishma midiraisa. Maybe only midiraisa, then Rabbi Elazar holds you don't need the chasim of the sonati b'lishma. But midirabonin boyi, but maybe midirabonin though you have to have even the chasim lishma also. And now Mishnah is going according to the din of the midirabonin. So Mara says no. We learned for shloisha gitin sun the rabbonin. There are three gitin that are posel midirabonin. I mean it's only a psul midirabonin. You do not have to have the Edim signing in a get lishmo. That's not, we learned later, Gemara later in Gittin that says, Gimel, Gittin, Psulin. There are three types of gets that are possible. The Yemnises, if the lady gets married with this get, is Havlat Kosher. Like the Dieved, the get is good. In other words, Lechatchila, if she received such a get, she should not remarry, but get another get. But if she didn't get another get, but instead she remarried and she had a kid, we say the kid is kosher. Now, what are these three psulim in the rabbonin? Kosav the ksav yadoi. If the get was written with the ksav yad of the husband, even without Edom, he ain't a love Edom and no Edom signed on it. Just the ksav yad, the signature, the handwriting of the husband alone, that midiraisa is good. Another case is yesh alav Edom v'yein boizman. You have Edom that signed in the shtar, but they did not write the date in the shtar. And midrabbonin, that's possible. But the rabbonin, the get has to have a date in the shtar. In other cases, yesh b'zman, there was a date in the shtar, but v'yein b'yelu yedechot, you only had one yedechot sign in the shtar. In these cases, are elu shloisha gitim sulin. These three gitim are posim with rabbonim. Now, yedechot Rashi adds on, uksav yedei sefer, but also there was the ksav yad of the sefer. So therefore, midiraisa, the sefer is like one aid, and the yedechot is the second one, that's how you have the two aidim here. So there's only psulim with rabbonim. And therefore, with the rabbanan, she's not supposed to get married. But v'yemnisas avlad kosher. But for the evidence, if she went ahead and remarried, we're only using this get, the rabbanan did not stop the marriage like and say the kid is kosher. Now, Rabbi Elezer, why am I? Rabbi Elezer is and says, afa pi shein olav edim. Even though there are no edim at all signed in the shtar, elishen nosnum lo b'fnei edim kosher. But as long as the get was given over in front of two edim, still the get is kosher. Mashmer mit rabbanon even, the get is a good get. And v'goyva minachosim mishabodim. You're allowed to use this shtar right now when you can collect with this shtar from the chosim mishabodim. Means in a case either by the ksuba here, or else by regular shtar momin, where the shtar was given over in front of tuedim, according to Reb Lezer that it has a real halacha like a shtar, and the case says that somebody owes you the money, and he doesn't have any money, but he sold his property to somebody else, you have a right now to go and take that property away from that person. That's called mishubadim. The property that's mishubed by somebody else. So you have a right to collect it. And Rav Lezer ends off why? Shu'einu eidim choysmim ala get elam if naitikin oilam. Because you should know that there's such halacha that eidim are supposed to sign on a get or on a shtar. It's only a takonim mid rabbonin. It's for your own sake. It's for your own sake because if you want to have a proof later on, what you did is right. If the Yedim don't sign in the shtar, just you gave it over in front of them, what's going to be if later on you can't find those Yedim? Or those Yedim die? You won't have a proof later on that what you did was good. So therefore, a takonis oilam, for your own sake, it's worth it to let the Yedim sign in the shtar. That's the reason why Yedim sign in the shtar, according to Reb Lezer. But even with the Rabbonin, the get is kosher, you could use the get, even though there are no Yedim signing in the shtar. Because according to Reb Lezer, that's called Edim Misira Karsi. That means the Edim that you have is Bishas, you give over the document. When you give over the get, if it was given over in front of two Edim, that's enough. The main part of a get or a shtar is the Ksivas HaGet, according to Reb Lezer. Just the writing up of the get. So therefore, according to Reb Lezer Pshita, what has to be done Lishmo? Only the Ksivas HaGet has to be done Lishmo. Not the signing of the Edim. So again, who does our Mishnah go like? Our Mishnah can't go like Reb Lezer. So Gemara answers, V'ela, I'll tell you, Rebbe Meir. Let's go back to saying, no, our Mishnah goes according to Reb Meir. The question was, according to Reb Meir, you do not have to have a ksiva l'shmo. About to answer you like this, V'chiloi boy Reb Meir ksiva l'shmo. When does Reb Meir say the ksiva doesn't make a difference? Even if it wasn't written l'shmo, it's kosher. That's only midiraisa maybe. But midirabbanan boy, but maybe midirabbanan though, it has to be written l'shma. And therefore our Mishnah is going in the Rabbanans. So Gemara says, no, it's not true. Ivi Yomer Rav Nachman said that Oyma Hoyer Rav Meir. Rav Meir used to say over that Afilu Motsu B'yashba, even if a husband went to the junkyard and found the get there, that was written up, and the get happened to be written up for a man called Yaakov with his wife called Rachel, the same name as him. So he found the get in the junkyard that was written with the same names. And it wasn't written l'shmo, it wasn't written for him, it was written for somebody else. But no Edom signed on it yet. And now this person takes this shtar, v'chosmu, and he has two Edom signing on it l'shmo, for him and his wife. V'nostun lo, and he gives it to her, kosher. That is kosher. You see clearly, according to Rav Meir, even with the Rabbanan, the ksiva does not have to be l'shmo. Even if the ksiva was not written l'shmo, still the get is kosher. The chitame, maybe you want to answer me, no, here also a non midiraisa komastin in law. Maybe here also, that Rav Meir says it's kosher, maybe only means it's kosher midiraisa. But maybe the Rabbanan, though it is possible, if you find the get in the junkyard since it wasn't written l'shmo. Maybe it is possible with the Rabbanan. Somewhere says, no, that's not true. He hachi, if so, oim hoye Rav Meir devatara mi boile. If Rav Meir only meant to say that midiraisa is kosher, but midrabbanan, though there is a psul, he should have spoke that out. And he should have said, Oymahoy Rameya, that Dvar Torah, that Midiraisa the get is kosher. Since Rameya did not add these words of Dvar Torah, he just said that the get is kosher, it's mashmet even kosher midirabonin. So it's mashmet clearly that according to Rameya, the ksivas of a get does not have to be written lishma. So if so again, who does that Mishnah go like? All right, turn over.